Still to come, drugs that can boost brain power. How do they work? Are they safe? And are they ethical? Brain scientist Charlotte Housden will be joining us to explain. But first, it's over to Mira and Dave and a tape measure.
This week on Naked Engineering, Dave and I have returned to the Structures Lab in the Engineering Department here at the University of Cambridge, but this time we're looking into shape-changing structures. So, as the name suggests, these are structures that change their shape, but Dave, tell me a bit more about why these are so special.
Well, if you're a conventional engineer building something like a bridge or a car or an aircraft carrier, you want to do it out of things which are very, very predictable. So you tend to use big lumps of solid materials which stay in one shape, and you might have joints in between them, but the actual materials themselves are always the same shape. And so what we're looking at today is structures which the whole structure can actually reconfigure itself and change shape.
And one person working with these structures is Dr. Keith Seffin, who's from the Advanced Structures Group here. Now, Keith, you've got something most people are familiar with in your hand. It's a snap bracelet.
Indeed it is, Mira. As you can see, it's got a little bit of plastic covering on it, but it's predominantly straight, or it is straight in one configuration. And if you flick it against your arm, it'll wrap around it and adopt a circular shape.
This has got sort of two configurations. One of it where it looks straight, but if you look carefully at it, it's curved in the other direction, just very slightly. And the second one's when you wrap it around your wrist, and it's essentially just a straight coil in one direction.
That's right, Dave. If you take it apart, if you remove the plastic sheath, it looks like a tape measure. Straight in one configuration, but curved gently across its width, and in the other configuration, wrapped up a bit like a tape measure sitting inside a cassette spool.
So, I mean, this is something many of us have seen, but how does it actually work? How is it possible for it to have these two configurations?
Well, your ordinary tape measure won't have this. It will just want to be straight. What you have to do is manipulate it, create or embed, if you like, the second shape, the desire to be curved.
So you're basically just distorting the metal itself, plastically deforming the tape.
What you can do, if you can get hold of a length of tape, is to cut a length, wrap it into a coil, wrap it around a pencil perhaps or your finger, and try and pull it as tightly as possible. And what that does is to permanently deform the tape measure into the circular position. It likes to be in that shape, but if you then pull it straight, it will prefer to be in that shape as well. And that creates, if you like, this bistable property where it desires to be in both configurations at once.
So you've now rolled up this tape measure quite tightly around your finger, mm-hmm. and opened it back up. So now, with just certain pressures or just pushing on certain points, it should just flick.
That's right. If you just take it and push in the middle, as you can see and hear, it sort of pops into the cylindrical configuration or the wraparound configuration, and then you have to physically unravel it to create the straight structure again. What you need, however, is two very different shapes for this to work. And in the case of a tape measure, it's long across its length but curved across its width. And that changes when you wrap it around your finger, when you wrap it around a pencil. It becomes flat across its width and coiled along its length. And it's that antagonism, if you like, that permits the properties that you see. And the shapes are so different that to physically move from one to the next, you have to come along and break it with your finger or push it in the right place.
Can this also be used in other types of materials as well?
Sure thing. We have different engineering materials. A popular lightweight structural material is carbon fibre. And we work closely with a company that make tubes from carbon fibre that have the same bistable property. And I've got an example here of one where we've actually tuned the properties so that it prefers both to be straight and to be coiled at the same time whilst you're holding it. And we call that a neutrally stable structure.
So it's not snapping between one to the other, it's just moving very gently.
That's right. In the previous structures, there is a desire to be in both shapes at the same time. They can only occupy one shape at a given time, whereas this one can occupy both. And it occupies both by having part of it straight and part of it coiled in and a kind of funny transition region in between.
I guess this is a really neat way of storing a very, very long tube. If you want a long tube for something, you can just roll it up the other way and it turns into a short, fat, easily storable object.
And in addition, because it's quite happy to be extended to any length, you can have a tube of any length. And for that reason, imagine you wanted to have some kind of device that would enable you to look into buildings at a particular height. So what you can do is extend the tube, have a camera on the top of it, and then look into, say, the window of a burning building if you're a fireman or whatever. But you don't want to be carrying this around in the extended configuration, so you'd roll it up, stick it in your backpack, quite happily fit there because it's coiled and neatly packed.
Is there anything else we can also use these structures for?
Well, what these little demonstrations have shown you is that crucial to the performance of these is what you start off with as a basic shape. With a snap bracelet, what we thought of doing was taking several of them and linking them together to produce something which was a bit wider, rather than having just a single strip, several strips next to one another. And then we had the idea of alternating those strips. And what you end up with then is something that looks a bit like a corrugated sheet. And like a flick bracelet, where we're able to give it pre-stress, we can make the corrugated sheet, which is nominally flat, coil up into a cylinder.
So this is actually a really quite a nice design. Basically, it's a whole series of these tape measures next to each other, but one upside down, one the right way up, one upside down, one the right way up. But instead of separate tape measures, it's all just made out of a single sheet of metal, which has just been bent. And this means that because it's actually got some depth, it's actually reasonably rigid as a flat sheet. But if you bend them beyond that point, it just starts to roll up into a tube about 2 inches in diameter. And now it's still quite a solid structure, but it's rolled up and takes up much less space.
But what this demonstrates is a very simple mock-up of an application of our technology where you might want to give some support to a very flexible, thin electronic display. There are people out there in the electronics industry trying to make displays as thin as possible to give them this nice flexible feature. Electronic ink, electronic newspaper, but delicate structures nonetheless. So what we're thinking is, well, put one of our sheets in the back of it, give it some strength and stiffness, but at the same time not removing that rollability, that foldability, if you like, of the display, what it's offering, and at the same time offering protection to the structure.
You could basically have a computer screen, which was the size of a laptop screen, protected because it's got this nice strong back, it sits nice and flat, but when you click it, it will then roll up into something about 2 inches across. You put it in your pocket, but it's still quite protected because it's got this big metal sheet on the back and you can't crease it.
And so with applications like this, Keith, so e-book readers and electronic tablets, they're all very popular at the moment. And so in the future, we could just see thinner, more portable ones that would store quite neatly into our bags and be protected.
I think that's the sort of general aim where the industry might be heading. The thinner the display, the lighter it is, the less power it uses, but the more delicate it becomes. So you need some kind of protective backing on these, and one that enables or imparts the shape-changing capability that makes it easier to put in your pocket or wherever is something that would help.
Well, that would certainly make working on the move a lot better if you could roll up your laptop and just put it in your pocket. That was Dr. Keith Seffen from the University of Cambridge talking to Meera Senthilingam and Dave Ansell for this week's Naked Engineering. Naked Engineering is produced with the help of an ingenious grant from the Royal Academy of Engineering, and you can see the structures that Keith has been talking about online at nakedscientist.com/engineering.
Thank you, Sarah.